Today we hear about, or the theme of a shepherd, which is often in scriptures. We hear it at least four times a year. Each segment of the year there's a Shepherd Sunday. Today we're hearing about the shepherd again. The first line of the first reading was, "Woe to the shepherds who have led my people astray." It was a condemnation, the beginning of God's anger against those who were to lead his people in kindness and love, all the things we sang in that first reading, as well as, or the first opening hymn, as well as in the first, in the gospel. And they weren't doing that. They weren't leading God's people well. And we hear the last line of that first reading is, "The Lord, my name is the Lord of justice." God is just, and so those who were treating unjustly God's sheep were destroyed, were condemned. And I think the theme, we could say, is the Good Shepherd, but on the other hand, it's also the idea of justice, that God treats all with justice. And what does that mean, justice? We hear a lot of that around. I think it means putting everyone on equal footing, recognizing the dignity of each person. That isn't how things happen a lot in our society, in our world. We don't put everybody on equal footing with us. Some people we think of as above us, some people we think of as below us. But God sees us all in equal terms. He gives us each our gifts and talents. He gives us each a soul. And for God, that's all there is. But for you and for me, we start getting in a competition with other people. You either feel less than they or more than the others. So we get into that competing mind. Who's better? Am I worse or better? Am I doing better or am I doing worse? Justice has to do with equality of all people, with recognizing that all people have a dignity and that each person is equal in God's eyes. And so each person then that Jesus meets in his life, as we go into the gospel, the disciples come home from their work out, going out and teaching about what Jesus was saying, and the people kept following him. They wouldn't let him go. They followed him around the lake. And he said, "These are people without a shepherd." They didn't have any leadership. There was no one guiding them, no one bringing them justice. They were seen as lowlives in the Roman Empire. They were nobodies. And they were abused by the leaders of the synagogue as well. And so these people saw in Jesus someone they could turn to who seemed to be just and fair and caring. And of course, that's who Jesus was. They recognized that, so they kept following him to try and gain some of that justice that he was talking about. So we hear that justice around the world and about things in the world, a just war, is this a just thing or that? I mean, we hear justice spoken of in terms of capital punishment. Is that a just thing? Are we treating people with dignity and capital punishment? Or what about our immigrants or people who are running away from violence in their countries? Do we recognize them with dignity? Do we see them as equals who have a right to a good life? How do we treat them? How we treat people kind of tells us about that. That's just two areas. There are so many we could say we could use to describe this point of justice. Those are just two of them, and there are, as I say, many. You could bring up your own when you think about it. So, you know, do we have a just penal system? Do we treat people with dignity when they get into prison, for example? Is our prison life dignified or undignified? We might want to say, well, you know, they deserve what they're getting, but that's just the point. That's not justice. That's putting people down. Despite their behavior, they are still people that God loves and holds up in dignity, regardless of what they do in our society. So maybe that's something to look at too. Anyway, Justice is the theme today, along with the theme of the Good Shepherd. They go together. We usually think a shepherd goes together with gentleness and kindness and care, all of which is true. All of which is true. But justice is also there. That he does that to them, not because they are his people, but because they have dignity. They deserve it. They deserve the care he gives them because he created them with dignity. That each of us is created in the image and likeness of God, which gives us our dignity. And so we celebrate today our dignity and the dignity of each human being that ever has or ever will live.